Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
That is number six. Need to have a track record. If you don't have a track record and you're looking to raise money, then, well, welcome to the club.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Okay, here's a no-brainer. Since you're a real estate entrepreneur, you know that selecting a health insurance plan is a real pain, and dealing with the whole process is a pain. That's why I've partnered up with Stride Health, and they make the whole process really easy, and they have a personal concierge service for you to help you out. They've got a fancy algorithm that helps find the right health plan just for you, and on average, they can save you $400 a year, and it only takes 10 minutes. Go to stridehealth.com/best ever. That's stridehealth.com/best ever.
Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm doing the show from Miami, Florida. I am attending a conference. It's a family office conference in Miami, Florida. The host of the conference, his name's Richard Wilson, and he is actually a guest on the show, episode 447. It's titled, What Billion-Dollar Investments Look Like with a Single Family Office. And the reason why I'm out here is because it's a whole new world to me that I'm going to learn, and that's my focus for the near future, is to learn how ultra-wealthy families invest their money and who manages their money and really what type of value that they're looking for whenever they're identifying, you know, what they invest in. And so today, Friday, we're going to do Follow Along Friday, and it's going to be kind of a special edition of Follow Along Friday where I'm going to tell you 10 takeaways that I've gotten from the conference. And I think you're going to find a lot of value from those takeaways. I mean, this is a conference where they've got the most number of billionaire families on stage in one day. You know, it's, I'd say about 500 people attend the conference, and You know, they're either people who represent the billionaire or, you know, 100 million plus net worth families, or they're the people who have deals for the families. I'd say that's a very small percentage of the attendees, or they're related in some form or fashion with family offices, which once you listen to episode 447, you'll know that family offices are basically companies that manage the money as well as many other services for high net worth families. So with that, here we go. Top 10 things I've learned from the Billionaire Family Office Conference. Number one, families, high net worth families, don't have the investment horizon that you'll find that's typical for other high net worth individual investors. The families are interested in long-term investments. And when I say long-term, I'm talking 10, 20, 50 lifetime type of investments. So when you speak to family offices, if you go this route, then you want to take that into consideration whenever you're talking to them, and knowing that they're not, you know, for example, if you fix and flip houses, it's likely that's not going to be, well, it's highly likely that that's not going to be something that they're interested in. They're more interested in long-term cash flow, preservation of capital, and not having to reinvest their money every 5 years, because they're looking more for the long horizon. Number two, 12% internal rate of return, then doing a performance hurdle after that is an acceptable structure for them whenever you're looking at an investment, or whenever they're looking at an investment and you're proposing an investment to them. And the internal rate of return, you know, is when, if you don't know what internal rate of return is, and very quickly, it's factoring in the amount of time it takes to return the capital back to the family or the investor, as well as factoring in the total amount that is returned. Whereas cash on cash return would simply be the amount that's returned. So internal rate of return also factors in the how quickly it gets paid back. Number three, this is a key theme. I heard this quote over and over. Sourcing deals is hard work. One of the challenges family offices, so, you know, billionaire families have, is it's kind of a paradox. They've made their money publicly, but they want to stay private with their investments. So sourcing deals, finding good deals, is a challenge because of that desire to be private. And that's where it comes into play, you know, getting the relationship with them so that you can provide them good opportunities, because, you know, they're not necessarily in the public eye anymore from an investment standpoint, but they have money to invest. So there's a paradox there. And that's why identifying and building those relationships over time and knowing what they're looking for is a very valuable thing to bring to the table to them. Number four, invest in stories. That's what they do. There's that theme time and time again, where they want to have the pick of the litter for the deals because of the amount of wealth that they have. They want to get the best of the best deals. They want a quote-unquote off-market deal so that they can sell it on the market for a premium. And I say quote-unquote off-market because it doesn't necessarily have to be an off-market deal, but it has to have the cost basis of an off-market deal. And so there, it's important whenever you're, and this is, you know, high net worth families and also high net worth individuals and just investors in general, it's important to have a story behind the property. Why is it that there's an opportunity here, and really be a storyteller? We heard over and over again that they invest in stories, and they meaning, you know, high net worth families. Number five, the number one thing they look for is not necessarily the return, but the experience and who the operator is. I've heard that over and over again when I'm investing in, or when I'm speaking to a high net worth individual. It's the same with high net worth families. It's about the operator. It's not necessarily about the numbers initially. And then once you have the credibility and the trust factor and build a relationship, at that point, they'll start looking at the numbers. track record of creating returns for investors. That is number six. Need to have a track record. If you don't have a track record and you're looking to raise money, then, well, welcome to the club. I've been there, and everybody who didn't grow up with mom or dad's money investing in their deals has been there. So congratulations on getting to that point. Now, where you'll want to go next is aligning yourself with other successful partners, team members who do have that track record. That way, you won't get all of the deal. You'll have to give up some of the deal, but who cares? You'll start building your track record that way, and then you'll be able to eventually stand on your own whenever you're proposing opportunities to investors. Number seven, Dave Lindahl actually presented at this conference, which was very interesting. If you've ever seen Dave Lindahl present at a RIA, you'll see him bust out checks that he's cashed, and you know he'll throw CDs in the audience, and it's very kind of a rock and roll type of experience. Not so much at this conference, where there were 500 suits in the audience, and people who manage over $1 billion did not have that same type of presentation approach, which I thought was funny. He did have a couple really interesting points to make, and I want to mention them here. So again, this is from Dave Lindahl. He mentioned how he picks markets, two factors, and they both are tied back to 2%. So he looks for 2% job growth and 2% household income growth. And then he actually identified some of the markets that he's interested in and he's actively looking at. And I'm going to list them here. And this is number eight for you. Sacramento, Atlanta, Huntsville, Dallas, Cincinnati. Go Cincinnati, Jacksonville, Lansing, Michigan, Wilmington, Delaware, Charlotte, Durham, North Carolina, and Pensacola, Florida. One of the things he said is, I didn't know, is he said Huntsville is actually projected to be as large as Atlanta in 20 years, which I found really interesting. He also talked about, and this is number nine, micro repositioning, where what he does, and this is pretty much kind of the standard value add play, but I suspect it's just more formulaic. He puts in about $15,000 to $3,000 a door. He upgrades the exterior, interior, and or interior. So exterior, landscaping, parking lot, signage. I'm talking multifamily. Interior, carpet, paint, maybe spray countertops, lighting package. And in total, it's, like I mentioned, $1,500 to $3,000 a door. And the time spent on that, depending on the number of units, but 2 to 4 months. And then he'll initially get under contract with 18-month financing, a bridge loan, and then he'll refinance it into long-term debt and have an equity return. Kind of a cookie-cutter approach, and I mean that in a good way, because it's just a very easy way to understand how to reposition, or he calls micro-reposition, a property. And that's the typical business model for value-add apartment investors. And lastly, number 10, the number one way to determine if somebody is going to manage a high net worth family's money, according to high net worth families, is if they know their dog's name. And this obviously isn't to say that they've got to memorize, just to go and memorize the dog's name, but really it's a microcosm of the type of approach that people who work with the high net worth families take, and the importance that high net worth families place on relationships. And it is building a relationship over time. It's playing the long game, as Tim Ferriss would say, or Jay Massey would say. And it's really focusing on, what is the relationship that I'm building, not the transaction that I want to achieve. So, kind of all circles back to what we do on this show, where build relationships with the best ever guests, and then with you, the best ever listeners, have that relationship over time, and then see if we want to do business together as we get to know each other. Hope you enjoyed these top 10 takeaways. I've got to go. Got many, many other things to do today, working on my 168 unit contract. Attorneys going back and forth, actively working on another opportunity. Haven't gotten under contract yet, so if and when the point in time we do get under contract, then I'll mention it to you. But a lot of exciting stuff. Hope you have a best ever weekend. And if you haven't had an opportunity, please go do a 5-star review in iTunes. That would mean a whole lot to me. And then shoot me an email at info@joefairless.com, and I'm going to give you something special. Talk to you soon, and hope you have the best of your weekend. Bye.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.
Okay, here's a no-brainer. Since you're a real estate entrepreneur, you know that selecting a health insurance plan is a real pain, and dealing with the whole process is a pain. That's why I've partnered up with Stride Health, and they make the whole process really easy, and they have a personal concierge service for you to help you out. They've got a fancy algorithm that helps find the right health plan just for you, and on average, they can save you $400 a year, and it only takes 10 minutes. Go to stridehealth.com/best ever. That's STRIDEHEALTH.com/best ever.